Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and joining me today is Pam Mahoney, Director of Stepping Stones Early Learning Center here in Knoxville, and we're talking about the Week of the Young Child. Thank you for joining us today, Pam.
You are welcome, Karen.
Week of the Young Child is April 6th through the 12th?
Correct.
Okay. How does Stepping Stones celebrate or commemorate the Week of the Young Child?
Stepping Stones Early Learning Center actually is accredited with the National Association for the Education of Young Children, and part of that is this big celebration of the whole Week of the Young Child, and we want to do lots of activities and kind of let the public and parents know how important young children are and what the future really means to them, and so we do some fun activities at Stepping Stones to kind of celebrate that.
Okay.
Another thing that we're going to do is actually the next week we're going to have a Scholastic Book Fair and try to promote that literacy with young kids and how important it is to read to even your infants and toddlers.
Sure.
And then we are going to have on Wednesday a taco dinner. We're kind of having a fiesta event, and we're going to have tacos where parents can come and eat tacos and be with their children at West Elementary in the gym from 5 to 6. And then from 6 to 7:30 we'll have our event at Stepping Stones. And that will really be an event where the parents and children can come and they go to each classroom. And then in each classroom, there's a different event or something happening that they can participate with. An example would be in the dragonfly room, they're going to make maracas. And in one of the classrooms, they're going to make a tortilla wrap that they can eat.
Okay.
They're going to do some gross motor activities and different fun things. So it'll be a great place. And then every child that comes will get a free book that they can take home as part of that literacy night.
Okay.
So those are few of the things that we're going to be doing.
Yeah, that's the week of the...
The 14th
sure.
through the 18th, yes.
Okay. You mentioned reading to even the babies, and you've got birth through age 4 at Stepping Stones?
4 to turning 5,
okay.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so in those infant rooms when the babies are just tiny, they still benefit from reading, don't they?
Yes, they do. If you come and look at our center, you can see that even in the infant rooms, we have a little reading area with the hard books and the cloth books
sure.
that they can read. It's very important. Even actually when they're in the womb, it's important to just even read to them then. It's
hear
so
that
important.
Voice mm-hmm. and the cadence of speech and mm-hmm. they develop that connection then,
mm-hmm.
don't they?
Yes, very true.
Does that give them then a jump start for when they start regular K through 12 school?
Oh, we think that's very important, and I think the research shows that the more children are exposed to that literature and the number of words that they know increases their success in school.
Well, very good. Is there anything else that you can think of that people maybe don't know or don't think about as in regards to the Week of the Young Child?
The governor on Thursday is actually declaring or proclaiming the Week of the Young Child also at the state level. There are lots of things going on in the Des Moines area that our parents are invited to. This Saturday, there's a big adventure and story time featuring PBS, Dan Wardell, and there's a lot of activities going on that will be at the Drake campus. And so there's lots of things if they want to go to Des Moines. There's lots of activities and things going on across the state also.
Okay. Is the Week of the Young Child, is that new?
No, it's been going on for a long time. The National Association for the Education of Young Children has been probably around for, I would guess, over 30 years.
Oh, okay.
And so their focus is on the young children up through third grade. So
okay.
it's just an event that we try to do something special, whether it be a balloon launch or this year we're doing the walk on Wednesday, mm-hmm. some special event to kind of just focus on those young children and realize how important they are. And it does take a whole village to raise the children. So we appreciate everything that Knoxville does for Stepping Stones and all of the support that they give us.
Well, very good. I appreciate your time today.
You are very welcome. Thanks for coming.
You're welcome. And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Pam Mahoney, Director of Stepping Stones Early Learning Center in Knoxville. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.